KTX 98.9, we are live in Studio NA with an audience for KTX After Hours. We've got Matthew Logan Vasquez here to play some songs for us. He's got a new record out called Does What He Wants. He's on tour now, but he will be back in Austin on June 16th at the Continental Club, and we would love to hear some songs.
Let's play some.
Dallas.
Wow, Matthew Logan Vasquez here in Studio 1A, same off his new record, Does What He Wants. And this new record, I heard that when you started writing it, you thought it was going to be for another band, but then you realized it was not. It was going to be a solo record. How do you know? You know what I mean?
You don't until you get to this point, this precipice of making music, and you just kind of got to follow your gut. And I did, and so I made this record with my friends. So well, there you go.
And it's called Does What He Wants. Matthew Logan Vasquez Does What He Wants. And the record is, like, it has a lot of different styles on it. Like, you actually totally did what you wanted.
Yeah, it's just a big mishmash of tunes. And kind of the idea is just, mishmash. Is that in the Webster's? And it's more funner, you know? But I've never written for any specific purpose, just other than for the song in the moment when I write the song. And I just had all these tunes and I wanted to put them together and kind of solicit a return. So the last record I made is just straight, like Pink Floyd, metal, Alice Cooper, early Alice Cooper, kind of Beatles-ish. But it didn't like sum up the finger-picking stuff and the Americana stuff and the rock ZZ Top thing.
Well,
anybody else would just throw it right in there.
But even though I think it's stylistically different, I mean, there does seem to be a thread running, like a thematic thread running through all these songs, and all the characters in these songs are like going through some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you said you don't really have like a plan when you sit down. Did it just happen that you wrote a bunch of songs about people going through struggle? Like, was that...
Well, yeah. I kind of was going through a few. When my wife, who's here, and my son, who's here, actually, Thor, he's a really handsome dude. My wife and I moved here almost through... It'll be... moved back. I grew up in Shady Hollow, but moved back and moved to Cuernavaca and kind of from New York, and we just didn't make the money that we hoped we'd make and kind of had a financial restart and spent the last year living with my amazing mother and her boyfriend, Steve. And this record was actually recorded in Steve's trailer in Dripping Springs, which is great. It was way different than the one that we had, the studio in New York, which was flooded by Sandy. I was naming rats, like Chico and Alberto running across. And they were big, but instead I had some foxes and like a big, like a jackrabbit with big long ears. And it was a nice experience.
You had like a nice hill country recording experience. But you got to collaborate with a bunch of cool people too on this record.
I did.
I had Cam Franklin from The Suffers and Shaky Graves drummer and the Parkington Sisters. Like you went everywhere. The record sounds really big. Like when you tell me it was recorded in a trailer.
Well, it had an addition. So it wasn't quite a double wide. It was more like a trailer and a quarter. And it had like a vaulted ceiling. And because it was decorated like, kind of like a grandma's house. There's just so many pictures and walls and junk and stuff and all of my recording equipment. So it kind of had a nice reflection to it. And I just accidentally put up a room mic and turned up the compressor and I was like, oh!
This sounds awesome.
Oh.
Well, you guys have been touring a lot for Does What He Wants and you're actually in the middle of a tour. Are you going to Arizona next? Like you're not really playing in Austin right now. You're going...
I got 2 days home. Because I got delayed and then canceled and then delayed again from Oklahoma. But we had 2 days in the Blanco River in Wimberley where we live now. And now tomorrow we're about to get in a van and drive directly to Tucson, Arizona. Yeah.
But you're coming back on June 16th. You're going to be
That's
at the Continental
right.
Club.
Yeah.
So people can see them. Tickets are available at the door and you go on at 9:30 on the 16th?
Probably later. But we got some. We have some pretty cool Austin talent. Jason Blum. I think JJ...
Yeah,
Johnson's gonna sit in with Jason and
Glass Grapes.
He's with in Glass Grapes, of course. Josh Mary, my sweetheart, my boyfriend.
Oh, right! I didn't know you guys had a
thing. Yeah, we've been dating a little bit.
Okay,
you know.
Cool. Well, I'd love to hear another song from the new record. What you got for us?
This song's called Redfish. Goes out to JT Van Zandt. Red fisher off the coast, I was on the beach. Throughout my line to see where fishes came to me, where nothing came. I picked a fight with an opportunity cop.
they told me I was. Too many Mexican martinis, they got into my blood. They hit when they swang, and I saw two. They hit when they swang. On the curb they made me sit.
Yep.
Zip ties around my wrist.
Yep.
Thinking to myself that it might be funny to put it on black. I bet all of my money it hit red. I took the chips at the table. Could I make it to the exit? I might be able. Security had the upper hand, and I saw two. They hit when they swing.
Mr. Garland on the whirly.
Off the coast, gotta get out of this mosquito pit. Gonna let my lawyer handle it.
Hey Dave!
Hey Dave! I picked a fight with an off-duty cop. Yeah, told me I was. Too many Mexican martinis they got into my blood. They hit when they swear. They hit when they swing. They hit when they swing.
Matthew Logan Vasquez, Judd Johnson on drums, Brendan Bond on bass, and Spencer Garland on keys. They will be at the Continental Club on June 16th with Glass Grapes and Jason Blum. You can get more info at continentalclub.com, and you can get tickets at the door. I've got to go get back on the radio, but you lucky studio audience, you get to hear some more songs. We're going to record it all, put it on the internet tomorrow. Thank you guys so much for coming down. Thanks to Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman for making it sound so good. Woo-hoo-hoo! Thanks to Odell Brewing Company for providing the beverages tonight. And you guys have a great time. This is 98.9 KUTX, your Austin music experience.